Good morning. It's a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's getting closer, Alan, as we head to our on-air fund drive. The WAMC audience is coming together. $437,528 in the lockbox at WAMC.org.
Well, David, I got to tell you, you know, people say, do you ever get nervous? You're going to make it. And I always say, I get nervous every single time. And it is something that our folks always come through, or they have up until now. But we have quite a way to travel, and we only have today and tomorrow. Basically, we may get some over the weekend. So we have about $80,000 to go, and we're getting closer, but it's going to take everything everybody can do in order to make this happen. This is really like the old-fashioned barn raisings. Everybody gets together. People bring some food. People bring some drink. Everybody does something, because if everybody doesn't do something, we're going to lose it. Now, as I told you, I got a letter saying, why are you scaring everybody? Well, I'm scared. I'm always scared. It's a huge Herculean attempt to raise this kind of money together, all of us together, and we've always done it. But you see what happens when people look the other way. You see who gets to be president of the United States, for example. You see the kinds of nightmares that can happen. And the one thing that will kill it all is when somebody turns around and says, okay, I like it, I go there, but I don't want to put anything in. If that happens, we're done. And when it happens, and I suspect it may happen.
But not yet. WAMC.org. Do what you can.
We got to get to that halfway point in the drive. We're very, very close. Yesterday, we had two people who put up $5,000 as a challenge. It was great, and it really helped. Maybe there'll be somebody today. And that's the other thing about this. You never know. Sometimes you know. Sometimes they'll call you and say, here's a challenge. Use it when you think it's best. And then sometimes, just sometimes, they hand you a piece of paper with $5,000, and they say, this is to motivate everybody else. It's great.
If you love the radio station, WAMC.org is how to help, and we thank you. How about yesterday, Alan? Robert Mueller gives a speech to the country, makes a statement that it was not an option for his office to have charged President Trump with an obstruction crime, adding it would be inappropriate for him to speak further about his probe of the Russian election interference. He resigns. Now it seems like there's even more push on Nancy Pelosi for impeachment.
Well, that's right. Look, people who don't like Trump really don't like him. They want him impeached. In my opinion, he deserves to be impeached. He also deserves to be convicted. She's convinced it ain't going to happen. What's going to happen is it'll go to the Senate, and the Republican senators up there who are afraid for their primaries and everything else, nobody is going to do the right thing. And so she says you got to do the investigation until you have the right information. Now, there's not much difference between investigating if you're doing an impeachment or if you're just doing the various committees like Nadler's that are doing such a good job right now. I believe Pelosi's right. I believe, though, that there's such fury about this president that the Democrats want him impeached. And we see that in the polling and everything else. And she, quite courageously, is holding out because she knows that the most important thing is going into these elections and beating him fair and square in an election, as opposed to coming up with impeachment charges that are going nowhere. For his part, Mueller went as far as he could go. Basically, he said, we weren't allowed to. Now, what I think happened there, David, is that there was an understanding on Mueller's part that he was one step away from being fired and that he wanted to finish his work. And he knew that if they named the president of the United States, that would be it. He'd be out of there. And the president would have essentially won. That's what I think. So when Barr comes out with his statement in support of the president and mischaracterizes what Mueller had said in his report, Mueller was angry enough to go back and say, that's not true. That isn't what we said. Yesterday, to put a dot on the I and a cross on the T, he made it clear that if they thought that the president was innocent, they would have said so. Well, everybody got on that, and that doubled and redoubled the call for impeachment on the part of all of those Democrats who correctly think he ought to be impeached. But I believe Pelosi is right. I believe if you had a smoking gun like the Nixon tapes, it would be a different story. You don't have that level of evidence. You just have an understanding of how bad this guy has been.
So then what's the option we see in the Times today? How about this, Alan? Actor Robert De Niro writing, Robert Mueller, we need to hear more. You said your investigation's work speaks for itself. It doesn't. Do they subpoena him?
Well, It's a tough one. He said he didn't want to be subpoenaed. He said this was going to be his last appearance before Congress. And, you know, if you subpoena him and he comes and he just keeps referring to the report and to the things he said before, what's the use? You're not going to put him into a torture chamber and make him talk. I think what he did went far enough in the Justice Department, by the way. I was very interested in that, to say, look, I was playing by the Justice Department rules, which you can't impeach a sitting president. I have, by the way, always thought that is the biggest bunch of nonsense ever. It's not in the Constitution. It's self-serving. And I think you could have indicted him, if that's the right word here. But you can understand how he was standing there holding a large beach ball in either hand, trying to make sure that he was able to finish.
Our political observer, Alan Shartak, with us. Come on, everybody. The more money you put in the lockbox right now, the less time we take away from the news next week during the on-air fund drive. WAMC.org.
We cannot take any time away. The nation's in crisis, and it may be the largest crisis, really, when you think of where we're going, that we have ever had, with the admiration on the part of this president for despotic rulers around the globe, and obviously thinking in terms of what would be good for him. Let me say, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to keep this thing going. Now's the time to put something in. Let's get halfway in the drive. $500,000. We've got $80-something thousand to go. We've got 2 days to do it in. Let's do it.